All right. Well, thank you, Jason and Colton. I just came to mind, so I'll say it. I held that guy. He was little once, Colton, and I held him when he was just a tiny babe. And it's just amazing. Life is amazing how we transform, and nothing ever stays the same. I don't know why we worry about anything. Everything changes. Okay, well, I think I'll begin my talk now, because as we know, December is the month that Christians all around the world honor and celebrate the birth of Christ on earth through Jesus of Nazareth over 2,000 years ago. And so through our focus this month on the power of Christ, we are honoring and celebrating that holy birth as well. Because for most of us, Jesus was the brightest and clearest example we know of one who expressed the power of Christ on earth. I mean, A Course in Miracles tells us, for Christ takes many forms with different names until their oneness can be recognized. But Jesus is for you, the bearer of Christ's single message of the love of God. And what a clear messenger Jesus was as he walked this earth. I mean, Jesus was all about love. I mean, we all know Jesus loved the little children. I mean, all the little children of the world. And we read in the Bible that he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And he told his disciples that just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. Jesus so resonated with that high vibration of God's love for creation that he loved the world and everyone in it as God loves the world and everyone in it, fully and unconditionally. I mean, despite Shakespeare's poetic words, love is blind, the love of God is all-seeing and all-knowing, because that love is all there is. It's all to see that's true, and all to know that's real. Jesus wasn't blinded by the light of Christ. He was enlightened by it. And that light so filled his mind that he knew the unreality of anything that appeared to be less than the holy expression of God's creation. A Course in Miracles tells us Jesus was a man but saw the face of Christ in all his brothers and remembered God. He remains a savior because he saw the faults without accepting it is true. Jesus could see everything in his day that we can see today, all the vivid contrast of sickness and health and conflict and peace and anger and kindness and sorrow and joy. People walked around in those days dripping with all manner of disease. And there weren't any hospitals to put them in. And there were no masks for them to wear. And Jesus was not afraid to be around them. Not because he felt better than anyone else, not because he felt exempt from everyone else, but because the Christ in him saw the Christ in them. A Course in Miracles tells us he made a clear distinction, still obscure to you, between the false and the true. Jesus remembered that God is all there is in truth, and love was the only message worth offering. His remembering the love of God healed those around him. That same memory lives in us, but it's easy to forget when we judge by appearances. The same awareness of God's love as the only reality that saved Jesus from the world of illusion will save us and cause us to be able to make a clear distinction between the false and the true. Science Mind tells us Christ means the universal idea of sonship, of which each is a member. Each partakes of the Christ nature to the degree that the Christ is revealed through him. And to that degree, he becomes the Christ. Now, as we noted last Sunday, our focus on the power of Christ is not only a recognition of the birth of Christ on earth through Jesus, but it's a recognition of the birth of Christ on earth that is possible for each of us today. But we have to be willing to accept our brotherhood with Jesus rather than seeing him as the only Son of God and one that we have no family resemblance to at all. In order for the power of Christ to cause miracles in us and around us, we must accept that God's love includes us and that we are so loved by God that he placed his Son within us as us too, just as he did within Jesus. To love the world and everyone in it is to give no power or reality to the judgments of separation that may arise in our mind about ourselves and others. We don't have to feel warm and fuzzy about everyone in the world in order to love them. As the poet Rumi wrote, love is not an emotion, it is your very existence. To exist in love is to live without judgment, to see the false without accepting it as true. When we love not, we judge, and when we judge not, we love. The light of Christ so filled the mind of Jesus that his mind held no dark spots anywhere caused by a belief in separation between God and God's creation. He said, I and the Father are one, and he knew that to be true because he felt that high vibration of God's love for him and for all of creation. He lived in that vibration. We must be willing to raise our vibration high enough to meet the vibration of God's love for us, to focus on thoughts in our mind that cause us to vibe as high in our mind and in our life as Jesus did when he walked the earth. In the book of John, we read that Jesus said, "And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." Jesus didn't let the world get him down. He lifted the world up. He uplifted everyone around him. From his high perception of life, he could see through the appearance of things to the truth behind them. I mean, are we going to forfeit the power of Christ in us by allowing ourselves to stay earthbound? Are we going to continue to look around and see a world of sickness and conflict and chaos that we wouldn't have intentionally created and let it scare us? When our mind dwells on negative thoughts, we vibe low, and we attract into our awareness more pessimistic thoughts that become unloving words and unkind actions toward ourselves and others. We don't take care of ourselves, and we don't care about others. Through the law of attraction, our anxious and worried thoughts draw to us unwanted conditions and events and people that keep us living on the dark side, mentally and emotionally, rather than experiencing the lightness of being that we are created to experience. We can't rise in our mind and let the light of Christ shine in the world through us if we're grounded. It's like trying to shine a flashlight using dead batteries. If we want to rise so that we can shine our light, we must let the Christ within us draw us upward into that high vibration of love so that we are able to see disease and hate and conflict or any form that fear takes in this world without accepting it as true, without letting it grab our attention and fill our conversation. Because when it does, it keeps our vibration so low that the thoughts we entertain in our mind perpetuate our belief that we and others are separate from God and God's love and the universe that love created. No matter how tempting the appearance of anything scary or negative, maybe, no matter how compellingly real the false seems to be at times, if we want to live in the light of Christ, we must decide to stop pointing at the world and the conditions and the events and the people in it and trying to convince others to be afraid with us. We need to stop saying, "See, this is reality. And if you don't see it, you're looking at the world through rose-colored glasses." The power of Christ isn't activated by a Pollyanna rosy outlook that's based on denial. It takes strength to see the false without accepting it as true. It's the strength of our intention to see beyond appearances that allows us to remember only God and God's creation is real and true, no matter what appears to be. To exist in love is to let love flow unresisted from the heart of God to our hearts. Because every time our heart opens, love comes into the world. And as we let love fill our awareness, we have no desire to condemn anyone, including ourselves. And then love becomes our message as well. We begin to see the face of Christ in all our brothers because we're partaking of the Christ nature by rising to the occasion of Christ's birth in us. It's worth celebrating. It's worth honoring. It's worth living. Amma, that hugging guru, said, whether we are aware of it or not, the real purpose of life is to realize the divinity within. When we realize that we are one with the divine, related by holy blood to Christ Jesus, then no matter what appears to be, we will have no doubt that love is the only reality. Only within the high vibration of that realization are we able to let the Christ light shine through us and on all we see. If we'd let that mind be in us that was in Christ Jesus, we transform the world. A world that appears right now to be sick and tired, into the joyous experience of life it's created to be. The message of love Jesus allowed to radiate through him and into the world was so powerful as it arrived with his birth and extended through his life, that its energy caused a holy vibration on earth that can be felt today, 2,000 years later. A prayer in the name of Christ Jesus still works miracles. Christ's single message of the love of God is the same today as it was 2,000 years ago. Our world right now is calling for that love. A love unrestricted by judgment. A love that's unconditional. The message that only Christ through us can bring. Jesus did his part. It's our turn to bring Christ into the world, so that it can be felt so strongly it shakes the earth. I mean, man-made laws and brute force can't bring us together, can't hold us together. Only love can truly heal us. Only love can unite us in the brotherhood that we are created to share. The good news is when it comes to love, the universe is full of it, and so are we. If we want to be one, willing to answer the world's call for love, we must answer it first within ourselves. And let the Christ within us draw us into that same high vibration of love that drew Jesus to Christ. I mean, are we ready to let go of our fascination with the false so that we can rise high above appearances, so that we can be lifted from the earth and allow the vibration of God's love for creation to light up our mind? A Course in Miracles tells us, choose once again. If you would take your place among the saviors of the world or would remain in hell and hold your brothers there. We've collectively created a hell of a world, but love can turn it around. There's no other creative power in all the universe but love. And even if we've used it to make a mess, we can use it to clean it up as well. Since we're destined to become a Christ sooner or later, with a world looking for love in all the wrong places, it would seem that sooner is better than later. I mean, there's no time like the Christmas present. There's a light so bright within us that if we'd let it, just like the star that shined in the east so long ago and is about to do it again, that light within us will lead us to the presence of Christ within us. In this very moment, the Christ in us is speaking to us of God's love for us and all creation, all creation. Let us vibe high enough to hear that holy voice. Let us rise to greet the divine presence in our soul so that we can shine our light into the world. In Sunday school, when I was a little girl, we used to sing a song that began, "Rise and shine and give God your glory, glory." So how can we give God our glory, glory, that glory that he placed in us first? Ernest Holmes wrote these words in The Science of Mind. "Be still, O soul, and know. Look unto the one and be illumined. Rejoice and be glad, for your spirit lights the way. Lift your eyes and behold him, for he is fair to look upon. Listen for his voice, for he will tell you of marvelous things. Receive him, for in his presence there is peace. Embrace him, for he is your lover. Let him tarry with you that you may not be lonely. Take counsel from him, for he is wise. Learn from him, for he knows. Be still in his presence and rejoice in his love forevermore."